I'm Sean Vanderpool with GLA Realty, and I'm a commercial real estate agent who represents clients who want to buy, sell, or lease commercial properties and or land. I can also help clients that wish to sell their business. If your home office is becoming a nuisance, you want to use a lump sum of money for an investment, or if you're just ready to make your dream a reality, call me before you call that number on the sign. They represent their client and are not looking out for you. Call 281-713-0832 or go to www.thelventerpool.com and let me help you find a place for your vision to profit. Hi, welcome to this week's episode of Denim and Blazers. I have Mr. Dev Nanlaw. I don't say it correctly. Say it correctly for me, Dev.
Dev Nanlaw, you did it right.
I did it right, yay. So you deal with real estate. You've even helped me with clients before. So do you want to tell everybody what you do? Because you actually do two things.
Yeah, so our business name is A&K Real Estate Services. We also have a DBA of Old Reliable Pest Control. A&K Real Estate Services started back in 2002, basically doing residential inspections, residential home inspections for pre-purchase, obviously, and for some for sellers that wanted to get pre-inspections done to make sure they didn't have anything outstanding on their homes. So that was the gist of the business that I started on my own. Back in 2002, the pest control side, I kind of fell into because it is an ancillary service that's offered with termite inspections, WDIs here in Texas, that basically I needed that other source of income, that residual income for pest control appointments, just because on average, a home buyer, I don't see them every month, every year. It's usually like a 7 to 10 years is when someone changes homes. So I was looking for something to help with that. Never intended to be on the pest control side of things, but it worked out to where they both complemented each other so well. And the pest control side of the company has been in business since 1957. So it's 63 years old.
Wow.
We still have the same phone number from the original owner, Richard Peterson, from 1957,
wow.
Believe it or not.
That's cool.
Yeah, we try every time if we ever change phone numbers, I mean, change companies, like we make sure that is the option. The only thing that when his son passed away, prior to him passing, his request was don't change the phone number. My dad had that phone number. So if whatever happens with this business, it's going to keep the same phone number.
Yeah,
no matter
what. And of your word.
Yeah. So we've done that. Pest control, our services on pest control, we offer a range of services from commercial to residential, mosquitoes, roaches, rats, rodents, rodent removal. On the home inspection side, we can do itemized inspections from an HVAC inspection all the way down to a foundation inspection. Those are not common because typically people want an engineer for those kinds of things. And we would definitely refer an engineer out before it came to us, unless they needed a second opinion. Okay. But with all that, there is opportunity to grow in every part of these industries. Every day, there's no house that's the same. Mm-hmm. So whatever kind of bug that you're dealing with or whatever type of inspection that you're doing, it's a new adventure on every house. Every time you go out there, or business, because we even do commercial inspections or pest control. So, that's kind of the gist of the in a nutshell.
Yeah, I know what I love about how you do your inspections is how detailed you are, and you're also willing to work with your client, who's usually my client. But you'll walk them through a process of know this means that, and if they have questions, a lot of people they don't necessarily take the time to do all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things I found with a home inspection is I've been doing this for 18 years. Mm-hmm. This person is probably buying their first home.
Right.
Or if they're buying their second home, it's probably been 7 or 10 years ago that they bought their first home. So this is like a new purchase all over again to them. So if I'm – and terminology's changed. Mm-hmm. We do – there's stucco for exterior walls. There's stucco. There's brick. There's siding. There's wood siding. There's James Hardy siding. So I could be talking a different language to these people all day long. And one of the things that I always do when I'm doing an in-home inspection, I ask that client, what's your job background? What do you do for a living? Mm-hmm. Just so I know how to tailor my conversation. And then I ask them if this is your first home, second home, how long did you live in your last home?
Right.
That kind of thing. So to get a feel for the client and do those kind of things, it not only benefits me, but it also lets me know how to relay that information over, because
talking to an investor versus talking to a first-time home buyer would be two completely different conversations.
Absolutely, because an investor wants to know the big things that he needs to get fixed, because he's just going to put that up for rent or for lease or whatever it is. Whereas a home buyer, first-time home buyer, this is their biggest investment they've probably done, you know, ever.
Yeah. I also look at the fact that you do the pest control side, like with the termite inspection and all of that. You also can offer a remedy for people if something does come up, and that's great, or at least a good understanding of what that would entail to try to remedy it. Yeah.
Right. And one thing that I've, so I don't know if it's called ethics or if it's called trying to upsell your stuff, but I don't personally offer my services. I'll tell them that they have an issue or there's a concern for this, mm-hmm. but I don't offer it. And it's a lot of people tell me I leave a lot of money on the table doing that, but I don't want someone to think that I'm trying to sell them something.
You know, that's funny. I feel the same way about real estate. You know, it's like, I'm not a hard salesperson. I feel if you want to proceed with me or you trust me or if you're aware that that's what I do, then you'll come to me. But to just sell it like that.
No. And I know that it works for some people. And I will say it does work, because I have done it in the past, not because I wanted to, but because I thought it was the right thing to do, mm-hmm. and say, look, I can take care of this for you. I mean, obviously that's a different charge, but I could take care of this for you. But you need to know that I'm not trying to sell you on this. You're free to look everywhere. Every time I give an estimate for something, it's always, please feel free to call around. I might not be the cheapest, mm-hmm. but you're going to get everything that I've got to give you when I do this job. So take that grain of salt and check around and see what you're going to get offered out there, you know. And that usually, I think people feel that. They feel that honesty coming out. I don't want to talk to customers, because you can relay the information well, you know. No, she's answering the phones and she's like, I need you to call them back to talk to them so they can understand it. So that, it's just that kind of stuff right there. Because I guess the terminology, right? The words being used.
That's cool. So since you've been in business, what have been like two major lessons you've learned from being in business or dealing with customers?
You know, you can't please everyone. That's one.
And you know what? Some people get a kick out of not being pleased.
Yes.
Like it's a power play. They don't.
And they will purposely be disruptive to the process, because they want to see how far you can bend.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, if you tell them you can't bend any further, they're happy because they know they got you to bend some. So I look at it as trying to be bendable, be able to be malleable enough to the point where you can work with that client enough to where you got to understand. And then communication, that's the next biggest part, because if I can communicate with you effectively as to what my value is on site for your property, for your investment, for your bug problem, mm-hmm. if I can create that value, pleasing you and communicating with you are going to be the two biggest lessons that I've learned on dealing with either an easy client or a hard client, no matter what it is. I believe me, I've had both. I've had where someone called me on a vacant house, told me I left the oven on for 7 days. Now they've got this big outrageous bill. Come to find out, and come to find out, that person had his wife had someone work on the property. They warmed up a pizza after our inspection mm-hmm. and left the oven on.
Wow.
So, it's tough. It's tough, but it's also rewarding in itself to find the truth at the end of the day on certain things. And mm-hmm. that truth, whether it be a project that's going to end up working properly and moving in the right direction to take care of the needs of that client, or at the end of the day, communication and that process of trying to please that client, you know that you've done your best to do what you can do. And if it doesn't work out, so be it. You got to live with that and go to bed at night knowing that you did the best you could at that particular point in time.
Yeah. That's so true. Have you had the experience? I know on the real estate side, I'm always like, we live in Texas. There are critters. And you more likely will have to pay for extermination. Yeah. Do you ever run across people who just can't believe they have roaches or anything? And I'm just like, termites, anything to that extent. I'm like, there will be maintenance.
Yeah. So, you know, there's people that, I mean, I've walked in some of the cleanest houses I've seen for some people and they've got a roach issue.
Yeah.
Is it necessarily a cleanliness issue? No, it may be openings in the walls. It may be something under the plumbing, under the sinks. It may be a plumbing leak. You know, I didn't do their inspection or something they did something around their house to renovate and there was a leak and that created either ants and roaches. So being investigative in both environments of this business for the inspection side or the pest control side, you have to be 100% involved in what you're doing and also clear on the communication for that client because there's, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And by the time they've called me, probably they've dumped every type of chemical they could possibly think of dumping down anywhere in any place. And that's at the point where I've got to figure out what the best possible solution is. Cause now they've not only migrated away from the area where they've dumped the chemical, I've got to find out where their new hiding spot is. So a lot of people don't think that, you know, they think we have a magic wand in that, and that tank is full of magic juice. And it's going to kill everything. A lot of times it's just being investigative and trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah. I know on your Facebook page, I've seen where y'all got critters, all mm-hmm. kind of stuff. I'm like, whoo, that's a
And story. Believe me, this, I've never thought in a million years I would be doing any of this stuff.
But it's actually a very sought out, there's not that many people that do it, to be honest, as far as sounds like it. It should be, but even like for government contracts and stuff, it's amazing how many government contracts and different things would be for pest control because everybody mm-hmm. doesn't do it. So I think it's awesome. So when people want to find you, whether it's for A&K Real Estate Services or Old Reliable Pest Control, how can they get in contact with you?
So we have a Google web page. So we post a lot of stuff on there. You can Google Old Reliable Pest Control. It should pop up. And A&K Real Estate Services. I try to post something on there at least once a week on those, just videos or pictures or some kind of tip of the day kind of thing. We also have Facebook pages at A&K Real Estate Services, and it's A, the letter N, the letter K, Real Estate Services, because you can't put the and symbol in there. Mm-hmm. And Old Reliable Pest Control. It's at Old Reliable Pest Control. I do have a Twitter account for Old Reliable Pest Control, and I also have an Instagram for Old Reliable Pest Control. But do I put a lot of stuff on there? Not really. I just try to do what I can do and keep moving on.
Google's the safer bet anyway.
Now, Facebook, I'm pretty active on Facebook when it comes to those kinds of things. So it's just a matter of transferring it over to Twitter and all that. Because Twitter's really used nationwide, and we're here in Houston. We're not going anywhere outside of Houston for a little while.
Well, that's true, especially with the quarantine. So let me ask you this, with the quarantine and all of that, and I've seen so many people doing home projects and all that kind of stuff, has that affected services in any way?
No, as a matter of fact, when the COVID started happening, I noticed a lot of people obviously are going to be at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I started tailoring some services a little differently. for health concerns for both them and us with pesticides. So I decided to move a little further into the 25B. 25B is a category labeled by the EPA that is considered a natural, botanical, or some type of, I forgot the term they use for it, but it's non-harmful. It's all natural products to help with that. Because now that you have people at home, kids are going to be in the backyard. They're going to be kicking balls around. They're going to be doing stuff. Whereas they were at school during the day and they had time for that chemical to wash in and wear down. So what I've done is I've developed some protocols. Now, people think that natural products are more expensive, which they are, but it's only because they require more application, okay. Meaning most natural chemicals break down in 30 days. Okay. So whereas you're going to see us with a synthetic pesticide, we'll be there 90 days. You'll see us every 30 days with the natural products. And that's what I've been trying to do is gauge this to where it's going to be the same as what you're paying for the 90-day service. Mm-hmm. It's just broken down into 30-day increments. So okay. If you're paying $90 every quarter, you're just going to be paying $30 every month, right. Plus the tax. Now, it does get a little bit more expensive because it does break down. So when it rains and stuff like that, if we're not doing what we need to do and putting the chemical in the right areas, just like pesticide, mm-hmm. it's gonna tend to lose a little bit of its resiliency. But at the same time, if you do it right, and biggest thing is communicating with your customer. If you have a problem, let us know. If there's an issue, let us know. We've been kind of gauging and turning that stuff around. And I've been doing that with the mosquito control. I don't plan on ever using any kind of pyrethroid or permethrin type of mosquito control. It's all going to be natural products that will definitely be able, you can let your kids out, your pets out, and go play in the backyard no more than 10 minutes after we're finished. So okay.
That's a big
it's going to be safe.
People who are like very sensitive yeah. to the chemicals and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's going to be good for us because when there's wind drift, if there's a synthetic pesticide that's wind drift and you've got a garden, now your garden's no longer organic as if that you wanted. It's been hit with synthetic pesticides. It's blown over the fence since I was spraying on one side. So now with that, cinnamon oil, cedar oil, garlic oil, those are the products in the majority, geranium oil, those are the products all in the in these natural 25B products that pesticides, they're still considered a pesticide because the definition of a pesticide is something that repels or kills a pest. So because these oils are concentrated, they are still considered a pesticide, but they're non-harmful per the APA.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming on with me today and interviewing. I know you're busy.
Oh, it's always busy. You just got to make time for the important stuff.
Yeah, I appreciate it so much. So I'm going to make sure I share this with everyone and hopefully get to bring some business in for you. And like I said, I really can vouch for your services. You're honest. You do take the time to communicate. And that goes a long way. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No problem at all. I appreciate you having me on.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate you all tuning in. And I'll see y'all next time on Denim and Blazers. Thanks.
I need a home office. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I need a new kitchen. I'll be here till
the end of time. I need my own bedroom. So
you got, let's call a realtor and sell this thing.
But what if it sells too fast and we have nowhere to live? Or it doesn't sell fast enough and we're stuck with two mortgages.
Relax. It can be a complicated situation, but we can help. Your Academy loan officer can meet with you and your realtor to help you come up with the best plan for a smooth transition. Should I stay or should I go now? Call us today to schedule a new home transition appointment with a realtor and an Academy loan officer. Together, we can make buying a new home smooth and easy. Should I stay or should I go?
jewelry closet. I am also an independent consultant with Paparazzi Accessories. I sell $5 jewelry. That's right, $5 jewelry. All of our jewelry is lead and nickel free. All of our necklace sets come with matching earrings. I also sell rings, bracelets, anklets, additional earrings, men's jewelry, unisex jewelry, as well as kids jewelry. If you are looking to purchase with me, you can find me on Facebook every Monday and Thursday at 8 p.m. You can also shop my website at www.dominiquesjewelrycloset.com. Are you looking to make some extra money? Maybe you need a tax break. If so, join my team and earn that extra money. You can join for as little as $99 and in return will have $175 worth of jewelry to profit from, as well as a free website. So if you're interested, look me up on Facebook, Nicole Randall or Dominique's Jewelry Closet. Thank you.